Do you like to be the first? Name of your sex tape? Well, if you like to be the first to listen to podcasts, you might want to check out our Patreon, because now we're offering a brand new membership tier called Name of Your Sex Tape. I couldn't help it, guys. I'm sorry. For £5 a month, you'll get an ad-free version of our weekly episode on a Tuesday, a full day earlier than its usual release. So you can be the very first to talk about how funny our guest was, how quickly you cracked the case, or how badly I answered a question. Plus, you'll get all the benefits of our regular tier, including our live Zoom records, a special shout out on the podcast, and if you really like to hear us talk, we've got an entire back catalog of extra content. Check it out on patreon.com/drunkwomensolvingcrime.
Name of your sex tape. Name of your sex tape.
Name of your sex tape.
Fancy coming along to see Drunk Women Solving Crime live?
Ooh, yes, please.
Why not join us for our monthly London residency at the marvellous Museum of Comedy? We've got monthly shows through to June.
Plus, every show is a double header, so you get to see us record not one, but two episodes with two fantastic guests.
You can find tickets on our website, drunkwomensolvingcrime.com.
Shows are selling out fast, so be quick.
Noice.
Noice.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Drunk women solving
crime. Drunk women.
Drunk women solving crime.
Drunk women.
Now it's time for drunk women solving crime.
Exercise than I've done in months. So far.
I didn't spill a drop.
Oh, well done.
And I'm double parked with Guinness.
Yeah, double parked. How are we feeling tonight, Belfast? Are we well?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much for coming along. We've already done one show today at... Oh, were you there? And you came back. Well, you don't get a better endorsement than that, do ya? I'm just pointing that out because normally we do double header show. I'm still out of breath, Jesus Christ. Woo! Get some cardio fitness, Glenn. Normally we do double headers, but we only have like 20 minutes in between the show. We've had 4 hours. We've had many a drink. So we are ready to roll, aren't we?
Are we very on good. Stage? Is that what's happening?
Stage.
Oh, God.
So let me ask you this. Give us a cheer if you listen to the podcast. Oh, okay. And give us a cheer. Don't be shy if you've never listened to the podcast. Okay, I get it. We have people who have taken a chance because we looked hot on the poster. And now you're going, oh, geez.
And you should know that halfway through every show, I will vomit. So that's just a fun thing in the podcast.
It's just a tradition. No, thank you so much for coming along. We hope that you become listeners after this. If not, just keep it quiet. My name's Taylor. Yeah, hi. And I'm going to introduce my fellow detectives here, and then I'll tell you a bit about the podcast, and we will introduce our guests. Does that sound great?
Yay!
Or does that sound great? First of all, we've got Detective Hannah George.
Yay!
Thank you very much.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi. I mean, if you listen to the podcast, you know I have an unhealthy obsession with the Titanic. And the fucking museum's shut, innit? It's fucking shut for refurb. I don't want to say I ripped up my plane ticket when I realised.
Oh.
But I had it on an app, it was fine, but I was furious. So I went to outside the museum and had a picture. It was a real shame.
She banged on the window.
It was more of a...
Oh.
Very good.
For the
listeners at home, go on.
Oh, yes, for the listeners at home. I forget this is a podcast. So for listeners at home, three very attractive women are sat on stage. Yeah. And I did the bit from Titanic where Rose is faking an orgasm, I presume. And, I mean, he probably is. Throws the old hand up against the window and
asks for help.
Nobody comes.
Do you know, how do we know that wasn't Leo's hand? I've always wanted to know that. Why couldn't it be his?
I mean, it was very dainty.
He's a dainty guy. Anyway, thank you so much, Hannah.
My pleasure. It's great. It is genuinely, apart from the museum debacle, we're going to call it a debacle, tragedy, the biggest tragedy linked with that ship, I would say. apart from the Titanic tragedy, it's so nice to be here.
It's a real shame. It's great. And we've also got Detective Katie Wilkins.
That's me. I'm very excited to be here. I had a parenting fail this week.
Please.
Where I've been listening to a parenting podcast, and I thought, I'm going to do that.
That is a fail.
Sorry. So I said to my kids are 5 and 7, and I said, guys, well, I want to do this thing now. If you can tell me any, if you say safe zone, and you can tell me anything, and I'm not allowed to shout, and if you think I'm shouting or I'm too cross, say safe zone, and I will immediately stop shouting, and I will listen to you. They like looked at me and they thought about that, and then the 5-year-old immediately started pelting me with objects and just shouting safe zone every time he threw something. And I couldn't shout, stop, because I just promised.
Oh, no.
So now I'm not safe because of safe zone.
Oh, my God. But what a terrible idea. I'm like, I totally get why you followed it, but what a shit. That's like creating the purge for children. Like for one night only. You can do what you like to me. Oh, man, that is too much. Well, thank you. We are highly qualified detectives, and we are here to solve crime in the very loosest sense of the word. So just a little bit, because a lot of you haven't listened to the podcast, we're going to introduce our guest. We're going to ask if she's ever been the victim of a crime and hear a story from her. And then I've got the details of a true crime case here. Nobody else knows anything about it. And we're going to unravel the details kind of in the form of a quiz. Yeah, it's a lot more whimsical than you thought. We were talking about... We were talking about vomit a second ago, but now it's just facts. Fun facts on a Sunday night. And then, here's the exciting bit. We're going to ask one of you to come up and tell us if you've ever been the victim of a crime. You'll share your story. We will take the piss. We'll solve it.
And you win a bottle of Prosecco.
Most importantly, you will have a pre-chilled bottle of mid-range Prosecco.
Should this be in
Doesn't
here?
That sound good? So have a little thing about that. No pressure. But the person who told the story in the first show at 3 p.m. today was a fucking raconteur. Like she came up and she's like, oh, I wish I hadn't been picked. My name's Rebecca. And then she was like, picture the scene. God.
My favorite one as well was when we were in Edinburgh, the first night in Edinburgh, this woman came up and she just went, I've been accused of a murder. <You're> like, we said victim of a crime, but okay. Yeah. So take along those lines if you've got anything.
Do go on. But it is a comedy podcast, so, you know, come up. It's not therapy, so just come up with something.
Have a bit of fun.
Okay,
no, it's a safe zone, so
it's
throw things at Katie
zone.
If it makes you feel better.
God. I'm going to try this with my husband and see what he says. That would be interesting. Dangerous. What do you really think of my jumpsuit? Okay, let's introduce our guest. She is a fantastic comedian. We're very excited to have her here. Please welcome to the stage comedian Teresa Livingstone.
Yeah! Teresa!
Hey, Teresa!
Welcome!
Hello!
Thank you!
Hello!
With my empty glass. Oh, there you are.
That needs filling. Have you got Prosecco over there? Oh, no.
I did have Prosecco in it, but you talked for a wee while there at the start. So I did go on for a bit, didn't I?
No, not at all.
Oh,
it's getting naughty.
First of all, Teresa, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Oh, that's fantastic. Have you ever been the victim of a crime?
Yes, and I knew you
were
going to...
I just always follow up that
Jesus.
Question like that.
We'll just ease into it. Yes, I've had some terrible haircuts in my time. And I actually have. I was trying to think of a time and in a very smug way. I was like, no, I don't think I have. But I realised now, it was about 20 years ago, I was scammed into buying a car that I'm convinced was trying to kill me.
Ooh.
And it's lighter than that, don't worry. Nobody dies in this story. But I was living abroad, so I was living in Gran Canaria, and only in my early 20s, and decided I was going to buy a car. And really thought it through, and saw a car on the street with a wee sign flapping in the window, like written in crayon, and said, for sale, 1,200. And I went, that's the car for me. So I didn't speak any Spanish, so I got I had to bring a translator to meet this guy. The translator was a guy who was trying to shag my roommate. So I was like, you'll do. And he was 19. He came with me. We stood on the street and spoke to a Spanish man about buying the car. Okay. And I didn't do any of the talking. I just nodded. And we agreed that I was going to pay 1,200 cash, that I had to give him my passport. Which I did. Ooh. And he said, and I'll meet you back here next week. I still don't know why
next week.
Yeah. I was very drunk for about 5 years. So I came back, and then he said, we'll meet and I'll hand over the car. He had to do some paperwork or something. And
there's cash deals on cars. There's a lot of paperwork.
Yeah, there's a lot of paperwork that involve your passport and all your identity documents. Yeah. And anyway, so he said, we'll meet next week to get the car, and we'll meet in this underground car park. And I went, this all sounds totally normal. Totally normal. That's fine. So met him in an underground car park where he gave me the keys to the car.
He showed up.
Oh, he showed up with my passport.
And he gave it great.
Oh, he gave me the car, and I was like, this is great. Everyone's wrong who'd said that I'm going to be murdered. And,
I was going to say, you must have spent a week with people like
saying goodbye. Yeah.
Throwing up a will.
So I took the car, and as I drove off, I sort of waved out, could see him in the rear view mirror, and I turned a corner and the wing mirror fell off. I was like, I'm sure it's fine. And then I turned another corner and the other wing mirror fell off. So, So that I had the car for about 4 or 5 months.
Did this guy like have a big red nose? And so you bought a clown car, essentially. Then the doors fell off.
And like 15 of them got out of the back. Yeah. But I drove it for a couple of months, and it broke down constantly. It was like, it was always leaking oil. It was just like it had a really weak pelvic floor. Every time I left it somewhere, it's like someone made the car laugh, like, oh dear, another wee accident. So I was taking 3 of my friends to work. And this was about 6 months later. I had this car for a while. And I mean, my Spanish was so shit. Like, I was trying to get the wing mirrors fixed, and I had to take it to a mechanic. And you don't learn the word wing mirror at GCSE Spanish. So I was in the mechanics going, my car has no ears. And they were just like, fucking saw her coming. Yeah, that'll be 9,000 euros.
Yeah. And we're going to need your passport. Yeah.
Also, they were like, also, where is your car? And I'm like, oh, it's not here. No, I just came in to tell you about it. But anyway. So drove around this car that just constantly broke down. And I was taking 3 friends to work one day, and we were just sat in traffic, and all this smoke started coming out of the bonnet, right? No. And I was like, it's fine, fine. It happens all the time, right? And they were like, I think we'll get out here, actually. We'll just go. And I was going, no, it's fine. It happens all the time. And there was this taxi rank on the other side of the road, and these Spanish taxi men were screaming and waving. Okay. And I was like, oh, guys, please. I'm on my way to work. I don't have time for this, all right? Here's my number. Call me later. And they were like, get out of the car! So I looked at the bonnet, and the paint was bubbling the bonnet, which I've never seen in my life. So I was like, that's not normal.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about cars, but
me neither.
Sure.
Yeah.
Bubbly paint.
The paint's bubbling.
Oh,
so, and I realised the taxi men were shouting, get out. And I was like, you get out. Stop. So we got out of the car, and I was still really nonchalant. I was like, oh, well, let's just figure out something's going to happen. I don't know what. But we literally just walked across the street, and the whole thing went up in flames.
Oh.
Flames came like from under the bonnet and just went from the front of the car to the end, like in about 5 seconds.
My
it was
God.
Terrifying.
Oh, shit.
So, So, and I was a teacher at the time. So I phoned the school. And again, I got a Spanish person on the phone. And I was like, my car is on fire. Could someone send the caretaker? Just while we're waiting for the fire brigade. And I don't know what I'd said, but I might have said I was thirsty because he just arrived with a glass of water. He just... I was like, dump that on. It's not going to do anything. Thank you. Thank you, Juan. So I can hear my sister calling herself over there. Anyway. So the car blew up and I had to leave Northern Ireland for that to happen. That had never happened to me when I lived here. So... So I then had to deal with the insurance and all of that. And this is when I realised what he'd actually sold me. So I went in, phoned the insurance company, and they said, there's a few tickets on that car that need paid first. And I thought, God.
Oh, wow.
Went in, there was about 50 parking tickets, like all parking tickets, right? So it was really weird. And I was like, oh, Jesus, right, okay. And they didn't actually add up to that much. They were all relatively small. So just to get my insurance payout, I was like, I hate it, but I'll pay the tickets and just get this. So got that done. Wow. And then they said, no, now there's another issue. It just went on for months. Every time I paid something off, they'd go, oh, we've seen something else. So they're like, you're going to have to go to this court in the south of the island. And it just so happened my parents were out visiting and I was trying to look like, you know, I've really got my life under control. And I was like, we'll go for a nice day out down to the beach and could you just drop me off of this court for 5 minutes? I've just something to, I've a wee message. Just doing a wee message in here. And they were like,
a judge.
Yeah, I'm just. And I was like, I'll just be 5 minutes. And they were like, what? So anyway, I went in and they said, okay, so this is a white Volkswagen. I went, no, it's a red Volkswagen. They went, nope, it's a white. And I was like, oh my God. So the car used to be white.
Oh, wow.
I also think it might have been two cars, you know, the back of one and the front of another. Like there was so much wrong with it. And they were just like, There's quite a few questions around this car. Is this your car? And I was like, not anymore. I literally phoned the insurance company and went, I withdraw the claim. I want nothing to do with this car because I don't know. Yeah, it was so much hassle. I was going to have to go and investigate and do all of this, you know, to get my 200 quid insurance. So that was my crime.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Does that make me a victim of a crime?
Did you ever contact the person that sold it to you to be like... That,
I would have had to have had his name and phone number. Which, which of course
it
I did not.
Bonzo the Clown,
thank you,
it?
Senor. Thank you. Hola. Beep, beep. So, no.
Oh, wow.
No, idiot. Yeah.
Holy moly.
There we are.
That's all I have. So presumably, okay, so maybe it was like a Frankenstein job and they had merged cars, but also, if the car...
Frankenstein's actually the name of the person that did it.
Oh!
And not of the car, so yeah, sorry. No.
You're correct to boo Hannah for that. That was too much.
It's the most highbrow joke I've ever done. So.
Sorry, Hannah.
Thank you.
Female workplace. Aww.
Go on, Taylor.
It's really sad when you sing it solo, isn't it? That's the whole idea. I'm just wondering if they put on some like really cheap, shitty, flammable paint because the bubbles.
Actually, yeah.
So that was that one of its...
Possibly, actually. Issues. Yeah, yeah.
Because that is terrifying.
To be fair, though, I go from white to red whenever I go to any hot country.
Yes!
Was the car just...
Sunburnt?
A little bit sunburnt. Yeah. And a bit too much sun. Yeah, I'm... I don't know why I'm defending the car in all this.
I know.
Well, somebody think of the car. Well, do you guys have any follow-up questions? Because I have so many, but I do want to get to our, like, chief one. Here's one I want to ask you, but it sounds like such a serious question, but you nearly died, Teresa. Like, I just want to...
In a way, yeah.
Point that out.
What's your point?
Were you just at that age where it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And you just... PTSD.
No,
you
I don't know why.
Thank
I was.
God.
It was a bizarre time. I was living abroad by myself, so every day felt like this. It was just all the chaos. I was also watching... It was the year... Fucking you know the series 24 with Kiefer Sutherland?
Yeah, of course.
I was binge watching that at the time. And I actually... My phone... My ringtone of my phone was the... So I thought I was in 24, basically. I was like just watching my car on fire, just like, another day at the office. Just, you know, whatever. I don't know why I didn't react.
Boop. Yeah. Boop.
Boop. That's it. That's it. Yeah.
Time for a sandwich.
Yeah. Oh no one's getting the 24 references. Up to date. That thing, it was like 20 years ago. No,
that was Jack Bauer.
Jack Bauer.
Jack Bauer. Yeah,
Kiefer Sutherland, guys.
Yeah, I remember that.
Look,
yeah.
I always reference a film called Single White Female, and they never understand yes. that.
Oh,
oh yeah.
I found my people.
Oh, yeah. A lot of psychos in.
We love a 90s thriller.
I try to defend that film as high art, and it never works. But, okay, Teresa, we always ask, if you had the perpetrator here, so this guy who sold yeah. you the car, what would you say to him? You get a moment to, you know, have a little chat.
Yeah. I hope you have recurring and incurable cystitis. And be as inconvenienced as I was.
That's good.
A UTI that won't go away.
That is deliciously specific.
I think that's the first wishing a UTI on.
It is. I love that.
That
I wish it on all my enemies. It's great. It's great. That's
very clever. And now I'm a bit afraid of you. I really don't want to upset you over this next hour.
I always remember that. I get cystitis quite a lot. And I remember someone saying to me that, like, you get cystitis if you don't go for a wee straight after sex. And, like, I, for one, am a little bit too classy to go for a wee in an alleyway. I'm not, I would, but.
Hannah, you stop it now. Right, well, Teresa, thank you. That was an incredible story.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're okay.
Thank
and,
you.
And I think it's time to dive into a true crime case. Woo!
Slick as fuck.
Yes. People say comedy is hard, but it's all about timing. All right, you guys.
Timing. Oh. Timing. She's dribbled there, actually, so shame.
I feel like at this juncture, too, we should point out that Hannah hosted the first show, and whoever hosts the first show is really relieved because it's a bit more, you know, you get nervous.
And then you pretty chilled out right now.
And then you turn into this. And again, she's had 4 hours to turn into this instead of just 20 minutes. So all very excited.
Like a werewolf, but with Prosecco.
Bubbles.
Okay. Guys, to kick off this case, your first question is, what do you think is the most stolen food in the world?
Chips.
Chips.
Yeah. Are we?
Are we chips.
Are we including seagulls, or is it just?
Well,
just,
I was.
Yeah.
Is it just?
Wow, you really do live in the country, Katie.
Is it just human?
Where are we counting raccoons or like eating seagulls?
Just human feet. Just humans.
Just humans.
Feet. Okay.
That's an right, absolutely right, fair question, right. Katie.
We
it
to
really
clarify.
Is. It really is.
Because that's going to affect my answer.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, what were you going to say if seagulls were included in
I
that?
I was going to snowball on chips.
Snowball on the chips.
See, I was thinking more of off Sorry. People's plates.
Yes.
Not actually out of a shop. Do you mean out
actually,
of a stolen from a shop or
yeah.
from
yes.
a loved
stolen,
one?
Stolen
yeah,
from
because
a shop
a lot,
or a
see,
distributor.
Those ones won't be in the statistics because people don't report.
They don't. Not enough, Katie. Not enough. They don't report that enough.
My daughter would report my husband to the police for stealing her chips if she could. It makes her so angry when he takes
there
her chips without asking.
Do you remember that advertising thing? The daddy or chips?
I know, yeah.
Like if you didn't want your mum to divorce your dad, you had to be like, Dad, I won't have any chips. I don't know how it worked in like practically, but... I feel like I'm going to go chips as well. But I also want to say, did you say food?
The most stolen food.
Oh, and I was going to say whiskey.
That also includes drink.
Alcohol then, I think, because okay. if we're going like in history, like yep. pirates and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Are we talking like high-end expensive stuff like truffles? Or like a Fabergé egg?
You do know that's not a fucking
egg. Food.
No. Hey, I need to know that you know that. What?
It was just an example.
Just have a Fabergé egg and soldiers, I think.
How do you still have teeth?
You don't, like, make Fabergé omelets.
You've got to break a few Fabergé eggs to make.
Oh, my God, I love it.
Is it that?
It's like when you tried to say O2, but you said U2. I saw a gig at the U2. Okay. Guys, I'm afraid none of you are correct. The answer is cheese.
Oh.
Mm. I will tell you the order of the top five. It's cheese, followed by fresh meat.
I do that. Do you know, literally, I was in a restaurant the other day and like a plate of food went past me and I went... I wolf whistle food. That's where I've got to. So let's see if there's any more in the tank. Go on.
Okay, so cheese, fresh meat, sweets, cooked meat... I wish this show Fresh Meat had been called Cooked Meat. Is that like, that's the follow-up when they're old? Then alcohol, and then seafood. Yeah. Ooh. It just sounds like fucking Christmas to me. That's the order.
I saw on Google Maps that there's, I'm assuming it's a seafood restaurant, but there's a place here called Prawnographic.
Is there?
It's closed. It's been shut down.
We had that shut down. Yeah.
It was amazing that didn't take off. Maybe we can bring it back. And we looked, because we had Thai food tonight, and then found out there's a place called Titanic.
I know. We're very proud of that ship that broke. We base all of our personalities around it.
It's a thing to be proud of.
Oh, yeah.
Come celebrate with us.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. Okay, so... just a little fun fact. The winner of the best cheddar in the UK was a cheese made in Northern Ireland.
Ooh!
I know. I'm not going to tell you the brand because they haven't given us any fucking money. So you snooze, you lose, dairy farmers. Oh, sorry. Is that what you do?
He's away.
So sorry.
That's Mr. Dramona there. He's away.
So our case... our case involves the smuggling of cheese from one country to another.
Oh.
So your next question, are you guys having a good, like, did you come here, did you come here for murder and you're getting cheese facts and you're like, what the fuck, this is a popular, this is a popular podcast. Oh, jeez. So your next question is, in which country was the cheese purchased? And in which country was it resold illegally?
And then who cut the cheese?
Sorry. No, that's okay.
Well, where would cheese be illegal? No, it's illegal because it's stolen, you mean? Like, restrictive country is like...
Oh, my God.
You're all lactose intolerant.
Oh, my God. That is a show I would watch, like Breaking Bree.
So,
imagine the trick, because I would do fucking anything to get cheese.
Me too,
if it was
me too.
Illegal. Like,
that's
I
why
would
I think there's it's still Ooh. Possible there is a murder in this somewhere.
Yeah, there might be.
There's a fight over cheese.
No, so it's just a case of it gets purchased in one country, resold in another.
Without paying tax.
Without paying tax.
Ooh.
Ooh. Stakes are high. Don't worry, if you get bored, I'll just unzip. Come do a live show, listeners. It's the extra content.
She said, I might do the cheesecakes, but I will wear a zippable top. Well, okay. Gosh, what? Okay, maybe in Northern Ireland, but if you've got the best cheddar, then it makes
why
sense.
Why not steal the best?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I think you've stolen from the best.
Okay.
Or maybe decent France. Logic.
Yeah. French? France. Very good answer.
I was desperately going, like, where do they make cheese?
Yeah.
France, yes.
Or Holland. I went on a cheese tour in Holland.
Oh, nice.
The cheese
don't recommend
tour.
It. No.
God.
Oh, no, you didn't.
No, it was very dull. I only went to eat the cheese, but didn't get any, so... Thumbs down for that. Anyway. Tell you all about the holidays.
They didn't give you cheese on a cheese tour?
No, we got to watch a woman behind a plate of glass making it, and we're like, this is super. Is she contaminated with something? Why can't we eat it? So, yeah, no to that.
Bullshit. That is worse than your car catching fire, Teresa. I'm sorry. I'm calling it.
Oh, if it was full of, if the car was full of cheese, it would have smelled delicious.
Oh, I know, a big fondue.
Like a raclette.
That's the right kind of bubbles.
I'm going to say Italy, just to be different.
Okay.
But I reckon you guys are right. I reckon it's Northern Ireland or France.
Well, where is it going to was also the question. I think it might be going to...
It was a two-part question.
Maybe America, just because I went to America recently and they don't take their cheeses seriously. I'll say it here. You've heard it first. They just have they're like American cheese and that's it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say America.
We're just real.
I think that's a good show.
Woo!
jeez.
They don't take it seriously.
Well, you are correct.
Yay!
And I'll thank you not to make fun of my country. We are a very oppressed people, and I will not take this kind of abuse from you. It was purchased in the United States, and it was smuggled into Canada for resale. Yeah, it's like reverse bootlegging. It's so cool. Your next question is, what year is this that this crime occurs?
Somebody's had too much cheese. Certainly sometimes happens to me, sir. So, what year did we give a fuck about cheese?
Yeah. Who? I feel like a long time ago, maybe Prohibition era.
Ooh. Oh my God, but for cheese.
Maybe like, to go with the wine.
A cheese easy.
Yeah. But that didn't exist in Canada, did it? Was there a Prohibition in Canada?
No. Oh. Wait. Was Dunno. There? There was for a little bit, wasn't there? We've literally done this as a case, but I refuse to learn anything new. Been doing this for 4 years, and I do not want to advance as a human being. Stand by that. I think they did have a short period of prohibition. They went, this is dumb.
Yeah.
Good. Right. That's my history lesson for the day. Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of, like, gangster cheese buns this whole time. I've got nothing to say now.
I'm trying to think as well. Can we pause for 5 minutes to think of a really good pun?
I will tell you, it's just a year. It's 2012.
Oh!
I know. 100 years after the Titanic sank. Coincidence? I'll let you be the judge.
Drunk women solving crime.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So the reason that this happened is that cheese in the United States is about 2/3 cheaper than cheese in Canada. And I'm only telling you this because, FYI, I found a Reddit thread entitled, "Why is cheese in Canada so goddamn expensive?" Like, somebody was angry and they needed answers.
And did you write that Reddit thread?
No, because I'm American. I'm getting all that cheap cheese and it's fine. Your next question is, why is American cheese so gosh darn affordable? That's my Reddit thread.
Is it because it has like zero dairy or nutrients in it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally
It's
orange.
Made in someone's bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mean that to be dirty, but just, you know. No. It's shit.
Because it's shit? That's an absolutely fair enough answer. Fair enough.
I don't want to insult you, but it's subpar.
Subpar. Okay. Well, it's a bit more complicated than that, guys.
Okay.
It's not just shit. There are other reasons. It's basically because the Canadian government heavily regulates its dairy industry, and that means that farmers can pretty much set their own prices. And to prevent competition from other countries, there are huge taxes on any imported cheeses. Again, is this what you expected from the show? What you came here for? So a wheel of cheese from France might cost $10, say. The tax, $25.
Oh.
Yeah, now we're painting a picture. Forgot how low this is. That's quite a flash, isn't it? That's like a proper, like, this guy was going to leave and now he's not. It's how good that was. Okay, there were three men. Let's get into the crime. There were three men behind the cheese smuggling operation. Their first names, Scott, Casey, and Bernie. Oh. Your question is, what was their cheese smuggling nickname?
I thought the question was going to be Shag, Marry, Kill. I want to shag Bernie, 100%.
Always. Ooh, Bernie Sanders. Ooh. That's not always the answer.
Did they have a collective name? Is that what you mean? Like the three of them?
Mm-hmm. And yes, it's the three, cheese related.
The three are cheese goose?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, that deserved nothing. You're right. Just confused stare.
What? Just, we're workshopping it.
Yeah,
it's
we're
fine.
Just try it out. Sorry, I'm still trying to think of a gangster cheese pun, so I have not really heard anything you've said for the last 10 minutes.
You're getting set, everybody's like, cheddar, 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 cheddar.
Bonnie and Clyde. No, anyway, go on.
The Cheesy Bandits.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Very good. Hannah George.
Oh, I'm so close to getting one.
The Emmy Award winning, literally, Hannah George.
No, thank you for bringing that up in this moment. That's really nice. The large fromage. Because they're the big cheese.
I like that.
Yeah? Let's go.
That's good. That's good. I'd give you, well, maybe a BAFTA, not an Emmy, but I'd give you a BAFTA. Okay. What, sorry? She's got one. The three chamigos.
Oh, how'd you come up with that? That just spring into your hands? I don't know. No,
police?
I said this. No, I didn't say
I'd
that.
I'd like to report a theft.
I am a victim of a crime. Save it for the end.
No, spirit. Guys, they were called the Mozzarella Mafia.
Oh my God! I was literally about to say that.
You were not!
I was!
She
Never
was.
Never hold back! This is a lesson. Never hold back.
All right, fine. From now on, I'm going to really say some stuff.
Female workplace. I'm sorry, if you don't... I'm doing like running gags and they're like, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Hey!
Do you want to say it now?
No.
Oh. If you do it in like 5 minutes, it'll be fucking hilarious. let them forget about it and then just yell it out at the right moment. We're all excited.
I can't fucking wait for this.
I am so psyched. So... two of the three men of the Mozzarella Mafia, Scott and Casey, worked in the same job. Next question, what job did they have?
Cheese guys.
Cheese guys.
Scott and Casey, they sound like male strippers.
Scott and Casey.
Yeah.
No?
A little.
Yeah, Chippendales.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. No,
okay.
Maybe not.
No one's going to suspect them of smuggling cheese.
Oh, sorry. Oh, fuck. You're suggesting that maybe they were male strippers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now. That's not just my internal monologue just bursting out of me every night.
That's genuinely what I thought. I thought you were like, oh, I remember
male
when I was in Gran Canaria. And I would drive my car on fire to go see those male strippers.
Anyone know where
I can
get some male strippers? They sound young, actually. Scott and Casey sound like very young.
Okay.
Young names.
So we've got strippers. Yeah. Love it.
Marry Casey. Still making my mind up. But I think, like, having learned some things over the years, I mean, I know you pay no attention, Taylor, but I do. And I feel like maybe they worked in transport. That feels like transportation is the thing that if you're going to do some smuggling, maybe it's refrigerated transportation.
That's a very smart.
Thank you.
Very smart answer. Not just a pretty face.
Thanks.
Were they entertainers on a cruise ship? Like that sort of thing? That would be the sort of...
Yes.
That's a good way of smuggling.
Floating Chippendales.
Yeah, floating Chippendales. Just with inflatable thongs. Just.
Oh my God. The visual is gorgeous. Any other thoughts? Job?
I think they...
Now, don't hold back. Come on.
Yeah, you just said you're not going to hold back. All right.
They dug holes.
Oh, okay. So they tunneled it.
Yeah.
Cheese tunnel. Oh, yes. That's one of the few things I'd go underground for.
It's what I call my esophagus. And the whole time I'm just thinking they're laughing, oh but is God. That the esophagus? I don't know. It could be something that comes from your butt, but I think it's that.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah. It's very good.
Nailed it.
It's very good. Doctor, I got a pain in my cheese hole. Excuse me? I'm the wrong kind of doctor for that. Okay. You guys, they were police officers.
Oh!
Uh-oh.
Dirty
That's
cops.
That's right. Dirty cops.
Or were they just strippers? Because it's the perfect crime.
Did they have plastic badges?
Yes.
Kind of shitty hats. Oh, my God. This is a good point, actually. Yeah, so they were, and this is the first time that police officers have ever broken the law.
Of course.
So,
yeah.
2012 was a dark, dark year. So Scott and Casey both worked for the Niagara Police Service. It sounds kind of romantic, doesn't it? Niagara. You go to the falls, you get married, arrest people.
Is there a lot of crime there? Like, is it just
no.
people swimming and
they have
proposing?
To make some crime themselves.
When I went to Niagara Falls, I remember I was single and I went to see Niagara Falls and it was amazing. And then I went back to my hotel room, which turns out had like a heart-shaped jacuzzi.
Oh, no.
And there is nothing sadder when you're single than just sitting in your heart-shaped jacuzzi.
Cutting your toenail.
Furiously masturbating, yeah.
With a mirror above you. Yeah, I've done that. It doesn't sound so bad. I've been married for a long time, so things start to go in the other direction.
Sounds delightful.
That sounds nice. I can do it on my own time. Okay, so Scott, one of the cops, was apparently the mastermind of the operation, which basically involved stuffing trucks full of cheese and then using his authority to bypass all of the checks, all of the tax.
Wow.
The cheese in question is known as brick cheese. Your next question, what is brick cheese used for?
Building houses in Canada. Oh my God, I'd love that. Because like in the summer, it would like melt. And you could go, yum, 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 yum.
Yeah. Your Those house is a fondue. Those who live in cheese didn't work, did it? Those who live in cheese houses, there we go, shouldn't throw baps.
I mean, I'm guessing that a cheese brick is kind of like, it's not a... I mean, because you have bricks of cocaine as well, don't you?
You do.
So it's either something that's very high value that has been put into a brick, or it's just sort of shitty cheddar that didn't come from Northern Ireland, so I'm not interested.
It comes down to what was the main business that they would sell this cheese to?
Oh, McDonald's? Something like that. Like,
Okay. Good guess. A fast food world.
Fast food.
Oh, it's not bloody... It's not like poutine. It's not like the curds.
Poutine. No.
I'm just like, I've been to Canada, yes. I know about poutine. It's not like curds.
You have a poutine truck here, though.
I do. It's lovely.
I was so excited to see that.
It's called Poutine Titanic. Poutine the Titanic to bed. Yes. It's
just... Oh, my God. We've got fast food. We've got poutine.
School canteens.
Ooh,
or prisons.
Very good prisons.
Same thing.
I will tell you now, it was pizzerias.
Oh, really?
Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Scott and Casey were both Canadian. Bernie was a U.S. citizen.
Oh,
yes,
Bernie.
He was. He lived right on the border. Your next question, what was Bernie's role in the operation?
Was he the guy that had to look the other way and just wave them through?
Okay.
Yeah.
Like Border Patrol Bernie.
The Border Cheese Man. Yeah.
The Border Cheese Man. I'm Bernie.
Wait.
I'm a Border Patrol Cheese Man.
Are they smuggling the cheese into or out of America?
out of America into Canada. Really sorry.
Okay.
I feel like... Sorry, go on, Katie.
No, I just said okay.
I feel like, you know, like in movies where the guy sort of like, you get the drugs to the person and they get the cocaine and they rub it on their lip. I think he does that, but with mozzarella. And they can't get past it. If Bernie doesn't like the mozzarella, they're just like, do you know what? It's a bad batch. Send it back.
He just kills them.
Yeah.
It's no good.
You've cut I'm this Bernie. With cheddar.
Yeah. I'm Bernie. Because cheese is so expensive, it's not unusual for a Canadian pizzeria owner to spend up to $100,000 a year on cheese. So they were pretty confident that they would get them to buy this and they wouldn't ask too many questions.
So they didn't have a sale arranged. They just were hoping they could sell it once they got there.
They brought the goods in and then they sent Bernie.
So they literally turned up with a suitcase. What do you think of this?
He pretty just much
a
did.
A sopping wet suitcase.
Just on the inside of his coat. Just cheese slices.
Like, yeah.
I really hope there was a cheese trench coat.
Yeah.
You don't want to...
When we write the movie of this, there will be a cheese trench coat. Very good. So Scott, the mastermind cop, was also doing a little side hustle, smuggling another type of food. What was it? Did someone yell onions?
Of course.
Did you yell onions? Oh, like cheese and onion crisps. Oh, bless you.
I do love the heckles we get at our shows, though. Onions.
I know, isn't it? Because we've all, you know, you still do stand up. Like, normally it would be like, get your tits out, but I give it away for free. And then you yell out onions. It's much better.
Lovely.
I think that if I was him, and I'm being logical now in terms of being a criminal, is he would do something else. Because I think onions is right. He would do something else to do
compliment
with the pizzeria.
It.
To do with the food, right?
You're thinking along the right lines there. What else might
flour?
You get?
Bread.
Flour.
Oh, yeah, flour.
Flour.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Is anyone good? Hungry?
Anchovies.
I really am.
Anchovies?
Ooh, anchovies. Yeah. The answer is chicken wings.
Really?
Chicken wings. This man is my soulmate. Oh, if I weren't married, you know, that's why I don't wear the ring. I am married, but I just keep people guessing. I'm
what
just kidding.
Must my this fingers, van have smelt like?
My fingers are too fat. I feel like I should be honest about why I don't wear the ring. What did this man smell like?
No, this van with just cheese and meat and and what they're pretending
fragrant.
It's something like their luggage. It's just like
it'd be pretty fragrant. It is refrigerated though. It's not like an old hot
VW.
Oh,
I see. Sorry, I was picturing someone in a car with a suitcase. So maybe that, yeah.
Well, you've had some vehicle experience. We know what kind of cars you've been in. Okay. Sorry, Katie, go.
Well, they're turning up here.
Yeah, yeah.
Very dodgy. Mm. Just like, yo, do you want some cheese?
Yeah.
Like,
I'm Bernie.
What's their
I sell cheese.
What's their explanation as to why they can't do it in an above board manner? They're like, they can't say it fell off a lorry. Like, what are they?
Well, they were doing it in above board manner. We are distributors of fine.
So they were pretending. They were pretending to be legit.
Yeah, yes. And it was it was up to the pizzeria.
Oh, check.
You can ask questions if you want.
It's an episode of The Apprentice.
Yes. Yes.
Very much so.
Just like 12 twats all in one shop, all like haggling in suits.
Or like never accepting the first offer.
See, I've never watched it. If it was called 12 Twats, I would.
That's pretty much, that's it.
They should rename it.
12 Angry Twats. Completely different film.
So everything was going to plan for a little while. And the authorities estimate that they purchased and smuggled about $200,000 worth of cheese and resold it for a profit of more than $165,000.
So they didn't even make double their money?
No, profit means after you've cleared your... This is why I run the business. The podcast.
Okay, so they made $200,000 and then they made $165,000. Is that not what it means?
Yes, that's what it means, yes. They recouped the purchase amount of $200,000 and then made a profit of $165,000.
It still doesn't seem like a lot for all this trouble.
Yeah. All right, I'm sorry. I just thought it was a fun little case.
I mean, it's a great case, but I just genuinely kind of, I don't know, I'm thinking like cocaine money.
Did you think there'd be more Well, we did a case. It's very similar to this that involved maple syrup, and we're talking millions.
Yes, maple syrup. The Canadians love their maple syrup. Yes.
Liquid gold. I am so drunk. I am trying hard to keep it together, and I think I'm doing pretty well. Amanda, cut this out. My mother listens to the podcast. Oh, actually, cut this out, but then don't cut this out. Everybody say, hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Oh, she's so sweet and supportive.
Your daughter's drunk.
She has been getting her breasts out at any opportunity.
They're lying. You know I wouldn't do that. I'm too self-conscious. I'm shy. So it went all right for a while, but then people got suspicious.
Oh.
They started questioning pizzerias and saying, has anyone sold you dodgy cheese? And they started to say, yeah, Bernie has.
What was dodgy about it? Is there something wrong with the cheese? What's turned the tide?
I think it was the profit that the pizzerias were overturning.
The price is too good.
Okay.
I don't know.
That sounded legit. Yeah.
Katie, I actually do know, but it's the next question.
Oh, okay.
There was a little bit of suspicion, and they do check into dairy exchange there because the laws are so strict. However, the mozzarella mafia were ultimately brought down because of someone else who knew about their operation. So one of your final questions, just in case you're getting antsy, was, who was this? Who might have known about the operation?
Justin Trudeau. I'm like, think Canadian.
Very
I think
good.
It's Trudeau. He was like, and also, shag, marry, kill him. In that order. And I don't know what happened in our relationship, mum. I like to get the good stuff done, then
oh
bit
God.
Of commitment, then that fucker's dying.
I can't wait to tag him into this episode.
I can't wait to talk to my husband later, who's at the back. Hiya. Justin's coming over.
We talk about poutine and then just some other stuff. If you stay till the end.
Was it a rival pizzeria that was jealous? That turned him in? That was the original question. Sorry.
Oh, yes. That's a really good answer. Yeah, it's wrong.
Is it someone?
It's a great answer.
Someone somebody is sleeping with.
Yes, ooh, a jilted okay. lover.
Yeah.
Ooh, I meant to ask, did the Spanish translator in your story ever sleep with your flatmate?
Several times.
Oh, good.
Yay. I had to hear it again and again and again. It was...
Oh.
Hello was to her if she's listening.
I was just curious if that worked
out. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
good. Did it help that he had done the favor for you?
I think so.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a good guy speaking his language. You should.
Me like driving off in flames.
Yeah,
shag him.
This would be the perfect time to shout that thing that we talked about. I'm just saying. You guys, it was another corrupt police officer.
What?
Who had agreed.
Yeah.
There are two of them. So hard to hear.
Hannah, three.
Maths is impossible.
It was another corrupt police officer who agreed a plea bargain after he had been arrested and charged with smuggling something else over the border. I said, Canada, get your shit together.
Wow.
Right? Or is it America, get your shit together? That's when she realized... Oh,
so what was he smuggling?
What was the question?
Oh, yeah. What was he smuggling across the border? I'll give you a hint. It's not food.
Was it Justin Bieber?
It was Justin Bieber.
It's the second Canadian I know of.
Strippers.
Very good. Katie, yeah. What do you think this other corrupt...
What was he smuggling?
Hi, Kathy.
He was smuggling cereal.
Cereal.
It's not food, which is true of cereal. Whenever I
from the woman who brought you Fabergé eggs for breakfast. It's not a food. Cereal.
It was 2012. So I'm trying to think what was big in 2012. Was it like memorabilia?
I tell you what, the word big.
I'm just...
Tom Hanks.
You guys top yourselves up.
What?
Tom Hanks. He was smuggling Tom Hanks. No, was it memorabilia of the royal wedding? Was it plates with Kate and William on them?
Oh, yeah, 2012.
Or was that 2011, maybe? No, that was 2012. I can't remember.
That's good. The answer, my friends, was steroids.
Oh! Yeah. Oh, my God, it's for those, like, Canadian lumberjacks whose Instagrams I follow.
Ooh!
Probably.
You thought it was natural. What a letdown. Yeah, so this guy had been operating at the same time. He knew what was going on. And he ratted them out for a more lenient sentence.
Oh.
I don't know. Can you blame him? It's a dog-eat-dog world out there, kids.
If you can, like, sell steroids anyway, I guess, like, a prison is good as well, though. Oh, no, he doesn't go to prison. I'm just thinking if you turn up in prison and you're like, I've got some steroids or some cheese. You'd probably be like, I want to be the big guy.
Yeah.
So I'll have the mozzarella.
Well, I ate a lot of cheese. You can still get big with that. I'm just saying. Choose your poison. So the men were all arrested and charged in September 2012 with various counts, including smuggling goods and evasion of duty. Nobody evades duty. We all...
Comes to us all.
Duty. Your final question. What were they sentenced to?
Work in the pizzeria.
What were they sentenced? Did they go to prison? Like
that's up to you, Katie.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh. Okay. Yeah. I know how questions work. why does it like prison's really bad for police, isn't it? So like them, I'm because it's so much fun for everyone else.
Yeah. But they shouldn't be forced to go through that. You're right. Yeah.
Well, no.
On their duty.
But people, they're normally quite reluctant to send police to prison, aren't they? They tend to get away with everything.
They usually put them, if the 90s and films have taught me anything, they normally put them on traffic duty. You know, or a desk job. They normally get demoted to something like directing traffic.
So like,
okay, parallel park.
I don't like...
I used to smuggle cheese.
You'd like... Police do terrible stuff and get away with it. Mm-hmm. If they get sent to prison for cheese, they obviously were very unpopular because, like...
I think they did something else, let's be honest. This can't be about cheese.
Fair point. Hannah George, what do you think? Did they go down?
Oh, I think, like, just the electric chair, but they're covered in cheese. And it's kind of like, again, it's like the raclette. It's like a fondue.
They're Canadian, though, right? These police are Canadian.
Yeah, well, Bernie is a US citizen.
No, but the two...
The police are Canadian, yes.
So Canada doesn't have the death sentence.
Oh, no, it doesn't even have prison. They just go, oh, what was that, a boot? And then the other people go, oh, sorry. And they go, do you know what? Come on, enjoy the wildlife and the surroundings.
They definitely do not have the death penalty.
Okay, I think they get community service.
Yes, I was going to say something like that.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I shall tell you. Scott, who is the mastermind, the cheese mastermind, received the heaviest sentence, 4 months in jail.
Really?
Oh, my God. Just enough time for a cheese to really mature. That almost looked like I was doing like a moustache. Cheese.
Yeah, so the prosecutors tried to get 15 months of jail time. The defense attorney pushed for a $30,000 fine. They met in the middle at 4 months in prison. Oh. There you go. He was also suspended without pay. He wasn't fired. Suspended without pay.
Did he go back?
No one here is surprised. Have you heard about our local police force? Nobody is surprised.
Jesus Christ. He quit on his own volition. He resigned.
Oh, what a good man.
But good man. If he had had suspension with pay, I guarantee he wouldn't have resigned. So the other two got far lesser fines. They were both fined $15,000. Which is a lot less than the money they made.
That's a lot of cheddar.
That's a lot.
Good night.
when you take it away from the 165,000 that they made, if you divide that by three, it's impossible. But if you did that, it would be like roughly 55 grand or something each. You take away 15 grand. I'm always thinking, should I be a criminal rather than a podcaster? So I'm always trying to work it out. And I think each of them made... 35 grand, which actually they would have made more as a policeman.
Now you understand profit. All of a sudden, I think you fake it sometimes. Anna. There's been real growth.
Thank you.
We all learn. We're laughing and we're learning. All right. Do you know what? That brings us to the end of our case, but there's a bit of a mystery.
Oh.
No one knows what Bernie's up to. Let's see if we can find Bernie and get him on the podcast. Because I got some questions. To cheese.
Cheers!
Yay! I am...
Hi, Kathy.
We are ready to invite one of you up to the stage. There's people pointing at each other. This is very exciting. Oh, no, they brought the house lights up.
Oh, there's someone there with a hand.
I see a hand.
It looks like a notepad.
Why are you holding up a book? Is that the Bible? What's happening? You can come up. Come up.
Hey, come on up. Woo! Give her a chair. Oh, could you get a
better?
She's
bringing the book. The book is coming up. No, you're allowed to read. I'm not, it's not like Handmaid's Tale. Holding it up like a, come up.
This is your mic, by the way.
Hello. God, I love
so glad jumper. You brought a book to a comedy gig.
Look at your jumper. What is your name, please?
My name is Lais.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought so. That would be the answer.
Lais.
Yeah, that's
Wait, how did I do?
Oh, do it again.
Lais.
Awesome, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
It does not happen on... Yeah, I'm a hybrid, so I'm not originally from here.
Okay.
But I've been living here since I was a teenager.
Oh,
so
right.
So for you, I probably sound like I'm from here, but for you, I
don't.
No,
you don't. No.
Right?
No love, no.
All the time. Yeah. People in England are just like, oh, yeah, because you live in Ireland, you're an Irish person. It's like,
Yeah, where did you come from originally then?
Brazil.
Oh, so it's a Brazilian Northern Irish accent.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And a friendly jumper.
Yeah.
Can I just say, oi, tutto bene?
Oh, tutto bene.
Mm. Obrigada.
Oh, look at this, I'm at home.
Parabéns.
I just said thank you.
No Spanish, by the way, but the Portuguese is like halfway there. Like,
yeah.
There you go.
Me and Katie just, whoop.
This is good. This is great.
Yeah, it's so nice to have you.
The friendliness and directness of here, right? Like, and there's some Brazilian something.
Yeah, I think that's perfect. Your food. Anyway, okay. Keep going.
Yeah.
That cheese bread, a pound of queso. Yes, please. Okay. Cheese. Please tell us your story.
Okay.
I'm really sorry.
So this is like my kind of modern day, like Irish crime, like Belfast crime. It could just be kind of full on.
Keep
Belfast
it light.
Crime. Belfast crime. Okay. So picture this. Go from earlier, right? So picture this. Is that one day in the summer that it can actually be outside? So you plan your entire day, right? I'm not going to go inside. There are no shops. Just like that one day in Belfast where it's sunny. So I leave my house, I walk to the Ormo Park, spend an entire day just like chilling and reading. I'm having a great time. And I think I'm going to sit outside, go to a cafe and have like a sandwich. So go in, order like this beautiful sandwich, someplace I just opened at the time, myself a cup of coffee, and I'm sitting there with my book. And I think, oh, look at me, just European, cosmopolitan. In Belfast, first mistake.
For the readers, the book says men who hate women.
It's a very grim book. So there I am, feeling like I am so fancy. And I see the seagull, which is kind of what got me.
Yeah. Right, full circle. Yes.
Katie's favorite food.
It's looking at me, and I go, oh, sure, it's a bird, right? It's fine. It looks like a T-Rex, but it's a bird. It approaches me. And he looks at my sandwich, and everybody else around me is just staring. He's like, okay, what do I do? Do I fight the bird? Do I hold the sandwich? And I'm not ashamed to say the seagull took my sandwich away.
No.
Oh. Right.
Okay.
I recovered. It was a very sad day. The guy gave me another sandwich. And
really?
That was fine, right?
Was the book you were reading at the time Seagulls Who Hate Women?
Something along those lines, yeah. Like just the birds.
Hang on. So you
I
went
was
back.
Bow at a time.
You went back to the sandwich shop. Said a seagull stole my sandwich. And
I didn't
just
need to. Everyone was watching this.
Oh, okay.
Laughing at me, and I go, yeah, no, it's fine. Okay, do you want a brownie as well? I was like, no, the sandwich will do. Like, it's okay.
Oh, mate, take the brownie. That's
and you think it's absolutely fine, right? A week later, another sunny day. Pre-COVID, I'm in the office, and I think I worked in the gas works, which is like like some like water outside on that one day in the year, can like just be chill. I sit on the grass with a sandwich because, you know, great day. Another seagull comes towards me, approaches me, looks me dead in the eye, and I just lay down and I hug my sandwich and he went away.
Okay, so he didn't get it a second time.
I don't wait outside anymore.
Oh, what a happy ending to that.
Yeah. There are no picnics in my house.
You know, and that's all we can hope for people that move to another country. So is that they stop going outside and hold on to their food for dear life.
Oh.
Oh, well, seagulls are brutal. Look, you have all my... Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank
all
you.
My sympathy. Thank you very, very much, Lais.
Can I just say something? It's been plaguing me. You know, at the start, we were talking about gangsters and cheese.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh!
So every 5 minutes, I've been sitting going, Jesus fucking, there must be a friggin'... there's a pun there, and this is so shit. So I'll just say it once. Mozzarella Al Capone.
Oh, yeah!
Thank you!
Yeah. I'm just going to move this because I don't think you can see me.
Do you know what? There couldn't be a better way to finish the show and say we have just enough time. First of all, thank you so much to Teresa Livingston for being on the podcast. Yay! Please, please tell us, where can we find you? Where can we see you? What do you have going on?
You can... What? Somebody just cheeky bitched. Someone just went, nothing.
Was that your sister? Christmas. We'll see you at Christmas.
Sure, that's your sister.
You can see me, you can find me on BBC Sounds with a show called Tell Teresa.
Oh, fantastic.
Or you can follow me on Instagram because I'm very old and nobody follows me on Instagram. All my people are on Facebook, so find me on Instagram.
Absolutely. Are we all going to follow Teresa on Instagram?
Yay! Yay!
Teresa, thank you so much. We've been Drunk Women Solving Crime. We've lived up to our name tonight. You guys have been absolutely fantastic. Thank you, Belfast.
Thank you
so much. Thank you.
Drunk Women Solving Crime is produced by Amanda Redman with music by The Lion and the Wolf. You can follow us on Twitter at Drunk Women Pod and on Facebook and Instagram at Drunk Women Solving Crime. And please review us on Apple Podcasts. Also, if you've got a petty crime you want us to solve, then please write it in that review and we'll solve it. Thank you so much to Acast for hosting us and thank you for listening.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.